This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Chhattisgarh, 30 Maoists have been killed in two different encounters today. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in the forest situated at the border area of the Bijapur and Dantewada district. After this intelligence input, a joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. Since this morning, there was intermittent firing between the security forces and the Maoists in Gangalur area. A Jawan of District Reserve Guard, DRG, was martyred in the encounter. So far, the bodies of 26 Maoists were recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. In another operation in Kanke district of Chhattisgarh, four Maoists were killed in an exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. Mr. Shah said, the government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those extremists who are not surrendering despite all the facilities being offered. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, today the country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Mr. Shah said, the country is going to be Naxal-free by 31st March next year. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following DMK and some other opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after second adjournment at 2 p.m, it was adjourned for the day as DMK MPs were again seen wearing T-shirts in protest of the proposed delimitation. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed four adjournments over the issue. When the House reassembled after the third adjournment at 2 p.m, Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day amid deadlock over the issue of DMK MPs wearing T-shirts with slogans in the upper house. The government has given nod for the procurement of 1,350 HP engines, 1,490 tanks, Varunastra torpedoes and airborne early warning and control aircraft systems. The approval was given during the Defence Acquisition Council meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. This procurement will cost over 54,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, procurement of 1,350 HP engine will be done to upgrade the present 1,000 HP engine for the T-90 tanks for the Indian Army. This will enhance the battlefield mobility of these tanks, especially in high-altitude areas. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav emphasized that India has been great in the service sector and now it must also strive to become a product nation. Speaking at the Indian Web Browser Development Challenge and CHIPS to Start a Program Award ceremony in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted a shift from the traditional approach where only select government institutions led development to a collaborative model. He noted that today academia, startups, students and researchers are coming together to drive innovation and create new solutions. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya officially inaugurated the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandaviya emphasized the importance of the Khelo India initiative in promoting the growth and development of sports across the country.
Khelo India sports sector mein अपने महत्व की भूमिका अदा कर रहा है सभी कंपटीशन खेलो इंडिया के अम्ब्रेला के नीचे देश में आगे बढ़ रही है नहीं केवल गेम्स आगे बढ़ रही है लेकिन हमारे एथलीट्स अपने कौशल के आधार पर अपना स्वयं का और देश का नाम रोशन कर रहे हैं और जब हौसला बुलंद होता है दिशा सही होती है एफर्ट सही होता है तो आउटपुट आके ही रहता है.
The sports minister highlighted that in the last Paralympics held in Paris, Indian athletes delivered an exceptional performance by securing 29 medals. He also extended his best wishes to the para-athletes participating in the Khelo India Para Games 2025. The event will take place in Delhi from today until 27th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.